Tomorrow on Head Game, Solomon Wilcox from the NFL Channel at CBS. Luke Jensen, you might have heard of him. Dr. Andrew Jacobs and Fred Eng on U Sports. Next week, we're going to have Charles Barkley on the show with Super Bowl picks. That should be a lot of fun. And Len Dawson, our Monday morning quarterback, with Michael Strahan, the man that eats quarterbacks, for a breakdown of the Super Bowl. But here's a guy named Luke Jensen, interviewing a woman named Serena Williams on the Sharapova phenomenon.
Be a great semi, you know. Kleischer's runs really well. Sharapova is like 6'4". She gets every ball back because she's so tall and she has great reach. Sharapova, I think, has a good serve, you know, going into that, and she has a lot of fight. And Kleischer's is, I think, a crowd favorite and a great girl, so it's a good match.
It was a good match, but in the end, Sharapova is looking pretty dominant, too.
Well, there's no doubt about it, but you have to look for matchups, and you want to see almost take the temperature of both players in the finals and see how they've got there and what their form is, their confidence is with key shots. Here's the key matchup in this final. Serena Williams is returning outstanding. She's taking control of the point right off the return of serve. She's starting inside the baseline, not just on the return of serve on the second serve, but on the first serve, and she's dictating right from her first shot, which means the opponent is running right away. Now, on the other hand, you've got Sharapova, who does have a big serve. The problem is she served, I think, over 5 or 6 double faults alone in the second set. She has no confidence in the consistency in her second. That's the matchup. If Sharapova doesn't shore up that shot, she's going down in straight sets.
Wow, so a woman that was number 81 in the world is about to crack the top 10 again.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. When you have that mental toughness and you've been there before and you have the mind and the heart of a champion, it doesn't matter if you're a million in the world. You've done it and you can do it again.
You know, what I see with Serena is she's having fun and she's more mature. She's more at peace.
No doubt about it. She loves this stage. She came in she was the only one who really believed that she could do it. I don't care what anybody else says. Listen, I was a critic. I couldn't believe she came in out of shape, but she has made a believer out of me.
Me too. Well, Luke, appreciate it. IBM Luke Advantage. Advantage Luke Jensen. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Head games, my friend. Head games.
You are the best. Tomorrow, Solomon Wilcox and U Sports with Andy Jacobs, Fred Eng. Go to Head Games Radio, headgamesradio.com for all the highlights. We'll see you tomorrow.